You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I live out in a rural area, so we have all sorts of wildlife, especially a ton of birds. And they love building their nests all around outside the house, just various places. Now, on top of that, my wife is this mega TikTok person now with 100-something thousand followers, and she does a lot of mushroom stuff and growing plants, and she'll do some wildlife stuff. It's all outdoorsy kind of stuff. And we discovered that some birds, Jeremy, had found our old barbecue grill.
Oh, yeah.
And they had gone up inside the guts of it, not, you know, where the grill part is, but up underneath. Anyway, they built a nest. And I discovered that because I was sitting on our little patio and I saw them hop on the ground and then disappear up inside. I was like
perfect.
I was like, I know what's going on. They're trying to hide.
Yeah.
Cool. So Gretchen goes out and she sets up her camera. She has iPhone camera things and stuff like that. She does a lot of, time-lapse photography of a bunch of different things. And she got this perfect setup. And sure enough, she comes running in. She goes, take a look at the eggs. And there were, at first, 4 eggs. Now there's 6 eggs that are in this nest.
Oh, that's cool.
And she's like, I can't wait to get the footage of when these things bust out of their shells.
Oh, yeah.
And get this great footage. And believe me, I know with her account, she'll get 2 or 3 or 4 million views on that thing. But we started talking about it. Because we live in a rural area, we have all sorts of critters, and that includes snakes, who do like to track down these nests if they can.
Yeah.
Because it's a meal. And so yesterday, Gretchen was saying to me, what if I go out and I check that footage, and it's horrible footage of a snake consuming the baby bird.
Circle of life, and you maybe post that still? I guess.
I don't know, but what we've been doing is we've been...
I mean, you're not harming the birds in any way. I mean, it's nature at work. This is some National Geographic stuff going on.
I know, and you're right, but we feel bad about it. And so for the last 2 days, we have kind of been on patrol, where we will walk out every so often.
Keep an
just
eye
to check to make sure that the snakes aren't anywhere nearby.
Can you sprinkle something around the grill to keep the snakes away, like some cinnamon or
that's a good question.
Pepper? Or can you urinate around the grill? Can we get that on time lapse? Can you
that's
just go
funny.
Pee around the grill and mark your territory?
Yeah, I think there is some stuff that you can sprinkle, but
cinnamon.
You know,
we
don't have a problem with these particular snakes because they just eat vermin. And so we've got, you know, the stupid chipmunks that tear up your garden and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's
they're
nice
good
to
snakes.
Have,
snakes are good.
They do good. And so you don't want to destroy them or anything. It's just that we feel terrible if we're going to get these shots of these baby birds and then the next shot
gulp.
Is this black rat snake that comes in and just swallows
it's
it down.
It's
like
a snake with
a
little couple bumps in the middle, you know?
Yeah, looks like a Far Side cartoon or something.
He's like, they're even on a grill. Perfect.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
Super.
So I don't know whether we let it go and just, as you say, let nature take its course.
I think
We're trying to run interference and protect
that's
the bird
pretty good.
Family.
You got your leaf blower out there just waiting for him to come up.
That's right.
Get back.
So, I don't know.
Let us know how it plays out, man.
I'll keep you apprised of that. It can't take too much longer. Those eggs have to hatch pretty darn soon. I think it could be any day now.
Okay.
2 years ago, they were underneath our, like a overhang of our deck, and we actually got video footage of the last one taking its first flight out of the nest.
Oh, that's cool.
They were in there. We're like, we think these things are going to go. We held up, just standing there. I held my iPhone, and about a minute later, this bird got to the edge. And if you've never watched a baby bird take its first flight, they are not coordinated.
Very clumsy, I would imagine.
They're extremely clumsy. And it's flipping hilarious to watch them take their first flight.
They're like little drunks.
Yeah, they're like when your toddler, you know, first pulls himself or herself up and they take those first steps.
Yeah, very clumsy.
It's just like that. You know, you're like, whoa.
That's when you have to watch for the snakes. They're hanging out for those baby birds when they learn to fly and they hit the ground, you know.